of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, of God. Many years ago, I will say probably many, there was a great radio program by Paul Harvey. I love listening to that at times, and he would begin describing something that took place, and then he would pause, usually for a commercial. And when it was time to resume, and it came back to him, he always said something like, "Now for the rest of the story." And it's always interesting to hear the rest of the story. We've just celebrated Christmas, where the Son of God is born of the Virgin Mary, taking on human nature for our sakes. This is the original Christmas story. Christmas is a glorious time and a time for celebration. It is now the Sunday after Christmas, the beginning of the rest of the story. Today's gospel reading reminds us powerfully of the tension between our Lord's kingdom and the kingdom of darkness. The good news is we know that the kingdom of God overcomes evil at the end of the rest of this story. But as the rest of this story unfolds, there's much to endure. Many things happen, and we must all persevere in this fallen world. The key is to always to look to the Lord and listen to Him. Be faithful to what He calls us to do. In our Gospel from Matthew, we see a great example of this in Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream to tell him that which was conceived in the Virgin Mary was of the Holy Spirit, and that she would bring forth a son, and they should call his name Jesus. This is something that had never happened in the history of mankind. What would Joseph do as he learned this? Joseph was faithful to what the Lord had revealed unto him. And when he awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had directed. And we too are to be faithful like this and lead a godly life that we are each called to. Now, Joseph was of the tribe of Judah, the family of David. He was a carpenter by trade. And according to tradition, he was advanced in age when, by God's will, he was betrothed to the Virgin Mary, that he might minister to this great mystery of God by protecting her, providing for her, being known as her husband, so that she, being a virgin, would not suffer reproach when she was found to be with child. Joseph had been married before, and the ones that are called Jesus' brothers and sisters are the children of Joseph by his first marriage, whose wife had died. Now, it's interesting. Tradition also tells us that Joseph's son, James, went with them to Egypt together. In Luke 2, chapter 2, verses 41 and 42, we learn that Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem faithfully every year at the Feast of the Passover. And in Luke, it specifically mentions the episode where Jesus was 12 years old and he stayed behind in Jerusalem. So we know that Joseph was still alive when Jesus was 12. According to the tradition of the fathers, Joseph reposed before the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, which is why Joseph is not mentioned in Scripture during Christ's public ministry and going to the cross. We hear in the beginning of chapter 2 of Matthew, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem." Now, these men had traveled a long distance, and they asked, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." This troubled King Herod greatly. So he asked the wise men to come back after they found the child and tell him where he can find him so supposedly he could go worship him too. But he only wanted to get rid of this child before he could become a threat to him. The wise men brought gifts to the young Christ child. They worshipped him. Then they departed by a different route to their home, so as to not tell Herod where the young child was. Now, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph again in a dream, instructing him to take the young child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and stay there until the Lord instructs them further. So, here he's presented with something again. Should he leave and take his family to Egypt? Should they leave everything that they had started in their life and go to Egypt? What would he do now? Well, he immediately did what the Lord asked. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night. And then he departed to Egypt, and he stayed until the death of Herod. And this fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets in Jeremiah 31:15, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Had Joseph not done this, Jesus could have been killed when the king Herod, in his anger, had all the male children put to death who were in the Bethlehem area that were 2 years old and under, based on the time that he had determined from the wise men's visit. In today's reading from Matthew 2, in verses 19 and 20, we read, "Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who saw the young child's life are dead.'" What will Joseph now do? Move his family yet again? Well, we know the answer to that. Egypt is where Israel once took refuge and was made captive, but then was led out of Egypt by Moses. And just as the Israelites left Egypt, so Joseph and his family now leave Egypt. As they get close to their destination, Joseph hears that the son of Herod was now ruling over Judea. And again, once again, he is warned in a dream by God to turn aside to the region of Galilee. What does Joseph do? He followed God's leading. They came to dwell in a city called Nazareth. This fulfilled what was spoken by the prophets in Judges 13:5. He should be called a Nazarene. So they settled in Nazareth. This is where Jesus grew up. This is where the virtuous Joseph was a father to the young boy, in a godly household, taught him a trade, to become a carpenter and to grow into a man. For many years, Jesus sees faith alive in his divinely ordained foster father. And so Jesus increases in wisdom and stature, as Scripture says, and in favor with God and man. So Joseph with Mary reared and trained our Lord from infancy as he grows up into manhood. Throughout this, we have found that Joseph was the faithful guardian of the Virgin Mary and her son, our Lord. And we're plainly told in Scripture that Joseph was a just man. He unhesitantly submits himself to God's will. He did not shy away from reality and the things they encountered. Joseph, who was in the lineage of King David, labored as a carpenter. Joseph embraced as a gift of life he had and worked tirelessly to guard and cherish and protect and defend his family. Saint Joseph was the most eminent representative, you could say, of what you could call the holiness of the layman. He was faithful. So we have just celebrated one of the most important events in the history this past week, the birth of Jesus in a manger, the Son of God who took human nature for our very salvation. Joseph was a faithful father, beginning even as our Lord was in the womb of the Virgin Mary. From that day, and through the rest of the story, as Jesus grew up into a man, Joseph is an example to us to be faithful to the godly life which we're called to live, whatever may come our way. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.